Okay. I was saying to Darren earlier, sometimes, you know, what an honour this is to be able to share something with you guys. And usually when I get to do this, it's when God's already put something on my heart that I want to share. So that's kind of easy because it's all there before you. But this time when Keith was redoing the roster, he asked me what I like to do it. So that's a bit harder because you've got to go then listening and seeking. So that's a bit harder. So I've been doing that for a little while, praying about what God wanted me to share. And what I got was, what's under your fridge? And I thought, okay, that's just me. I'm having a guilt trip about not cleaning properly. Like, hey, let's keep praying about this. And that's all I kept getting was what's under your fridge. And then I thought about that and I remembered, like, when we moved from the farm, we moving all the stuff and moved the fridge, and it was like, oh, embarrassment. Oh, I don't know about you, how often you clean under your fridge, but me, it's not too often. But anyway, but under the fridge there was like this layer of dust, like incredible dust. There probably were creatures under there, you know, forming a new species or something. And but there was old magnets, you know, and you get the, you know, the old drawings that the grandkids have done. Oh, I remember this, and you know, all this stuff, dried up peas. You know, and there was other things. There was, like, you know, dried up, you know, mouse carcass, you know, when you could smell it, but you couldn't find it, that one. And there was, you know, bits of, I'm supposing it was food, you know, the midnight fridge raid, you know, when you sort of bum out, head in, you know, that one. And you got to eat quickly before someone catches you. And then you drop some on the floor because, oh, kick it under the fridge, no one will see. Oh, come on, you've all done it. Come on, you've all done it. Okay, so I'm sure that wasn't what God wanted me to share, but anyway. So I was still praying, but that's all I was still getting. So, okay, I'm thick as a brick. Give me a picture. So what I got in the picture was still the fluff and the gunk and all that, but I got some silver coins in amongst the fluff, and I got a dried-up frog. I've got a picture of a dried-up frog, if we can have a look at that. You know how they're really, like, crusty and, you know, and bits of fluff hanging off the, you know, those ones? That's what I got. And I was coming back from prayer night one night with Marg, or a meeting or something, and I said, you know any verses about frogs in the Bible? You got to get the verses so you know that it's from God, right? So, you know any verses? No, Marg was a bit stumped. No, you know, plague, you know, I don't know. Okay. So then I asked for some more help. You know, you've got to keep seeking God. So I did a bit of looking up and found that coins, the silver coins, silver symbolizes in the Bible. When I find what I found out, silver means truth. And in certain proverbs, silver also means weakness, ashes or weakness. But it can also symbolise repentance. So there's three things there. Truth and weakness or sin and repentance. And I was thinking about how that kind of all fitted together. And, you know, our lives are so busy these days. And technology that's supposed to make our lives easier actually ties up more time, I think. And it distracts us from spending that time we need to spend with God. You know, but the time you get home, you know, and you don't get time to be spending that listening time or to be spending that time in your Bible reading. And oftentimes I think, you know, society or the world puts all these pressures on us. You know, we seem to be running around trying to jam so much into our days. You know, we've got to be a good parent and we've got to be a good employee, a good parent, a good friend. You know, by the time you get home, you've got to be a master chef, you know, and you've got to be a home decorator. And by the time you get all that done, all you need is a good sleep. You know, you don't get much time to do any of that. And society puts that, like, silent judgment on us. You know, this society that says we can't judge anyone and everyone's equal is putting this kind of silent judgment on us. If we don't tick all these boxes, if we don't be the, you know, self-reliant best we can be, then we just don't tick the box. And that's not how it's meant to be. Society is telling us to depend on ourselves, to do it our way, to do it their way. And often we're consumed with guilt or fear or regret or shame. And that's what consumes you. That's what puts walls up between you and God. So, okay. So what I got from the silver coins is that the truth is that we're weak and we need to repent from our self-reliance. We need to think about how often do we run out and try and do that on our own. I'm so bad at that. You know, and we've all got gifts that we're good at. We've all got things that we're really good at. So we don't even think to ask God to help us with that because we know we're good at it. How much better could you be? How much better could you be? How could God use that gift that he's already given you? So have a think about that one. And then there's that dehydrated frog. So, you know, then last week we did the acronym FROG, which you're all familiar with, Fully Rely on God. And that's how simple it was, you know. How many of you have that dehydrated frog under your fridge? How many of you have forgotten to rely on God? In the Bible, Adam and Eve relied on God. Ha! Paradise! What happened when they relied on themselves? Yep. They took things into their own hands and it all went pear-shaped. And last week, Keith talked about Abraham and how his faith in God. You know, he had a child at age 100. His wife was age 90. Moses trusted God and he took those people into the desert. The people didn't trust. They were there for 40 years. But Moses trusted and he didn't forget. He didn't stop relying on God. There's lots of things in the Bible. I've got a few here. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. When I find it. 5 to 6 says, if you want favour with both God and man and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then you trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. So that's just one verse. There's other verses about providing, you know, God provides for the birds and dresses the flowers, you know, rely on God. You don't need to be worrying about those sorts of things. And I know that's kind of, you know, you've got to worry about paying your rent and, you know, keeping a job and doing all those sorts of things. But if you rely on God for that, you know, God might give you a better job. He might give you, you know, nicer things that you need to do the job for him. You know, if you rely on God, you are rewarded. He will, you know, crown you. So, there's a few other verses there, but I think the one we'll go Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Which I've lost, but anyway, we'll find it again. What did I say? 11. Okay, 28. Which says, come to me and I will give you rest. All of you who work hard beneath a heavy yoke, wear my yoke, for it fits perfectly, and let me teach you, for I am gentle and humble, and you shall find rest for your souls, for I give you only a light burden. So Jesus is inviting you to surrender your worries to him, to give him your problems, to rely on him. And lastly, I just want to read from Psalm 91, which they say David wrote. So David was someone who fully relied on God and then didn't and then rehydrated his frog. And so, yeah, this one says, we live within the shadow of the Almighty, sheltered by the God who is above all gods. This I declare, that he alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting him. For he rescues you from every trap and protects you from every fatal plague. He will shield you with his wings, and they will shelter you His faithful promises are your armour. Now you need not to be afraid of the dark anymore, nor fear the dangers of the day, nor dread the plagues of darkness, nor disasters in the morning. Though 1,000 fall at my side, though 10,000 are dying around me, the evil will not touch me. I will see how the wicked are punished, but I will not share it. For Jehovah is my refuge. I choose the God above all gods to shelter me. How then can evil overtake me or any plague come near? For he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will steady you with their hand to keep you from stumbling against the rocks on the trail. You can safely meet a lion or step on poisonous snakes, yes, even trample them beneath your feet. For the Lord says, because he loves me, I will rescue him. I will make him great because he trusts in my name. When he calls on me, I will answer. I will be with him in trouble and rescue him and honor him. I will satisfy him with a full life and give him my salvation. God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And he can, and you can rely on his promises. God sent Jesus for us. So I think if your frog's a little dried out, we can do the, can we do the other one, the other frog? We can rehydrate our frogs this week or have a think about it, and we can put that trust, even for the simple things, you know, things that you think, oh, God won't be bothered with that. That's too trivial for God. Nothing's too trivial for God. Cry out to God this week. And it says there in Psalm 91. I lost it now. Back. It says in the second verse, I think it is, this I declare, that he alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I am trusting in him. I think let that be your declaration this week. He is my God and I trust in him. I trust him with the trivial things. Don't just save the big things up. Cry out to him. He knows your name. He knows the situation you're in. And I think you can be a bit like that man at the beginning, and you can laugh out loud and you can shout hallelujah, because God loves you. So if you want to rehydrate your frog, if you want to ask God to help you with the things that you need to get through, not just today or this week, but all the days of your life, ask someone to pray with you if you don't want to do it on your own. Ask somebody to join with you in prayer and go to God and surrender these things, to trust him, to fully rely on God. Let's do that this week. Thank you.